What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
Welcome back. It's a Monday morning. You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. How's it going, buddy?
Pretty good, buddy.
What's going on, female buddy?
Doing good, buddy.
A day we have been waiting for months.
Who's we?
Everybody in America.
What's today?
In Greater Rochester area. It's Monday. Yeah. It's 57 right now. It's a high of 70.
Oh, yeah.
And it's sunny all day.
Sucks.
Shut up.
Still chilly.
Up. Shut
yeah,
up.
It's a little cold.
All
yeah.
y'all.
I don't want to wear a jacket again.
Hey, shut up and put your jacket on.
I had to put on jeans. I wanted to wear shorts.
Oh, I wanted to. Yeah, look, no one else in Rochester wanted you to wear shorts.
Except for those ladies on the live stream that love his knees.
Yeah, it is weird how these. How many women have a knee fetish.
I got a knee crew.
Yeah, it's perfect, man. This is literally perfect weather. And enjoy it because we get like four of these days a year.
Yeah.
Again, I will say, I said it last week. I'll say it again. There have been more days this year over 80 than there have been days under 10.
All right.
So shut up.
All right, we're warming up.
If you're watching our live stream, by the way, you may
alarming.
You may see our new, what would you call it, decoration of the studio?
I guess. It almost looks fake on the live stream, like we put it there somehow in the background.
Oh, no, it's quite real. The live stream, The Break Room WCMF on YouTube and Twitch. You can also get it on the Odyssey app, WCMF.com. Our good buddy, general manager of the Rochester Red Wings, Dan Mason, was inducted into the Red Wings Hall of Fame on Saturday night.
Where the mic is, too, also makes it look like
he's talking. It does look like he's talking to the mic. So it was a wonderful ceremony.
Yeah.
Great.
You went, right?
Yeah, it was awesome. Very nice. But as part of the ceremony, the folks of the Red Wings, they created like a dozen of these 3 to 4 foot tall Dan Mason heads.
Mm-hmm.
And they like hid them throughout the stadium. So when he was talking, they could pull the heads up. It was like a big surprise. Very funny. So I went to one of the folks who worked there and I said, you tell me what it takes, whatever it is.
To score one?
Yeah, I need one of those heads to make it a permanent fixture in the studio. And now Dan Mason's giant smiling head is living behind Kimmy. The goal is to put it behind Mace's chair.
Oh, when he comes in?
Make that his official seat.
Oh, yeah.
Almost like as tribute.
Yeah, exactly. And then it'll be great when it's hovering over Ryan while he's doing the football segment this year. So, yeah, we have to find a way. We got to talk to our engineers. Very important engineer question. How do we get a 4 foot Dan Mason head over the chair on the soundproof wall?
Yeah, because they're really touchy about these walls.
Yeah.
They don't like you screwing with them.
The soundproof walls?
Yeah.
In the radio studio?
Yeah.
But somebody came in and hung that thing behind Tommy. We still don't know who did that.
Oh, I thought you guys did that.
No, we have no idea. It was a mystery because the engineers said they didn't do it. We didn't do it. We have no idea.
Really?
So maybe if we just like stuck it up there and said, we don't know who did it.
Well, so here's the thing. I took the thumbtacks that we normally
use. Work.
Yeah, his head.
Too heavy?
Far too thick and heavy.
Okay.
China. You know what else is funny?
What?
Is I'm looking at your head.
Yeah.
And I'm looking at the big fake Dan Mason head.
Yeah.
And they're about the same size. Like, it's almost like it looks...
My head's not that damn big.
No, if you were handsome, it would look like a thing of you.
That's very cruel.
Well, no, I mean, don't be ugly. What do you want from me, man?
I wake up this way. That's it.
You know, it got me thinking, too, because the ceremony was wonderful on Saturday night. You know, well-deserved. 36 years general manager. Everybody loves the guy.
Hell of a career.
Yes, yes. It's the only ceremony honoring someone I've seen where I didn't hate them by the time it was over.
Okay.
And
let me give you a little background. Because like we work in this business, and we've been fortunate enough to work with some titans of the Rochester
Media. Oh, yeah. Yes.
And we've had a couple of people come through and retire. And every ceremony we've gone through, it's like they want to tell their life story.
Yes.
As they get whatever award it is.
Mm-hmm.
And by the end, it's just like...
It sucks.
Shut up.
Yes.
You're not that important.
Yes.
No, I mean, like, we're all...
I am so great.
Because that's what it is.
Look at me. I am great.
Yeah, exactly. Like, we're only here for this because we have to be.
Yes.
Nobody actually wants to hear what you have to say. Like, Mace is such like a good dude. At the end, it was the first time where I was like, that's not.
Well, he's likable.
Well, but that's how you do it.
And he's not arrogant.
No.
He's the only guy in that position that's not an arrogant ass. Everybody else is.
He's the only. Okay. What other GMs do you
have? I know.
Just any position.
Do you have a personal relationship
any
with
any boss at that level that's been doing it for
not even
long?
That level. We have had bosses lower than that.
We've had guys that weren't bosses.
Yes,
that
also
were-
yes.
Can you think of any guy with that kind of position that isn't an arrogant ass?
No.
I think he's the only dude I've ever met like that.
I agree with you.
Probably pretty rare.
Like, he doesn't brag about anything. He never mentions what he does.
Never asks for anything.
No.
Ever. And, like, I've said this before, not to make this a Mace love fest, because, you know, you got all this stuff. But, like, you know, I started hanging out on this show, what, 20 years ago?
Too long. Yeah.
Bum nobody.
Yeah.
Right? And now I'm a somebody.
Now you're an ass.
But, like, there are people that think because of, like, our jobs, we can do things for them.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, they try and ask us for things. Mace is the only guy in this town,
yes,
that from the moment he met me when I was a broke ass 18-year-old to now, he was always amazing.
Yeah,
whatever you needed, what can I do for you? Talk to you, shake your hand, you know, have fun conversation. He's the nicest human being on the planet.
Yeah,
you know, it really makes you value good bosses.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
You know what I mean?
Because they stick out in your life. Like you remember those dudes.
Yeah.
Who's your best boss you ever had? Go.
Oh, it was Crowley.
Oh, you ass kissing.
No,
bitch.
He was.
Oh, Crowley. If I get fired, he'll give me another job.
Well, you asked me.
I'm sorry, I can't hear you over the ass kiss. Let's get a big Crowley headed here.
Well, he would be the same for you and the same for Kimmy. You've never had a better boss than that dude.
Was he your best boss you ever had,
Crowley?
Yeah,
I think so.
What do you mean
I think so? I was just trying to think of other. I mean,
the guy was like the gold standard of dudes, man. Like, I can also tell you
but
the
you
guy.
Know what? I didn't realize it at the time because he was kind of like the first, like, serious boss I had. Like, I had had bosses before, but I was kind of a part-timer, so I didn't have that type of relationship with a boss. Like, Crowley was my first boss, so I didn't know at the time that I had a good boss. Now, not that I didn't like him, but I just thought, oh, all bosses must be like this.
Just to catch everybody up, because I know there are people that are new to the show, Crowley was the afternoon guy here. He was also our program director, God, like 8 years ago now? He left like 8 years ago?
Mm-hmm.
Before COVID. And yeah, the guy was like salt of the earth.
But he put this show together, basically. Yeah,
yes, well, I mean, fate put this show together, Tom.
But, I mean, he had the vision.
Okay.
Because I have, like, a power ranking in my head, too, of, like, every boss I couldn't stand. And I must have 10 dudes on there.
Wait, you have 10 guys you couldn't stand?
I hated them as bosses.
Okay, so I'm going to say something out loud. Yeah. And I think this is a motto for everyone to live by.
All right.
If one person's an a-hole, they're an a-hole.
Mm-hmm.
If everyone's an a-hole, you're an a-hole.
Yeah.
Okay.
You're the a-hole.
I just want to make sure that...
I got it. Okay. All right.
But, like, are any of those bosses in radio, those 10? How many?
Two.
That's it?
Yeah.
So 8 of them were meat cutters?
They were through the meat business and comedy.
Okay. Yeah. Gotcha.
But mostly in the meat.
Kimmy, how many terrible bosses, to the point where you never want to see them again, have you had throughout your life?
Oh, I can think of at least two immediately.
Okay.
Yeah, well, I think we all got one.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. We all got that one.
But I've also had like bad bosses that were okay people, so I kind of give them like a pass.
Was the
like
guy...
they just weren't like good at managing people, but like I liked them outside of work.
Okay, see, I cannot draw that separation.
Okay.
Can you?
No.
Like didn't love them as a boss. They were a little unorganized, but they were still like a good person. But then they were just straight up like people that I don't think were good people and bad bosses.
No, I'm with you, man. I'm with you 100%. If you are not a good boss, mm-hmm. I do not have the maturity to see past that to you as a good person.
Yeah, I can't stand you.
And even if you are a good boss, like Crowley being the exception, I don't want to hang out with my boss outside of work.
Now, I'm trying to think. It's usually pretty rare that you do.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Back in the old days, they didn't hang out with you at all. Like, you had to call him Mr. and all that stuff. Like, I can remember the first time when I came here, in radio, and everybody was on a first-name basis. When I worked in the meat business, every boss you had to call Mr.
Okay, so I've never called a boss Mr. in my life.
But see, that's a new thing.
I don't know how you did that.
Yeah.
I will not call a grown man. Well, I am a grown
that
man.
Mr. Williams.
Mr., unless they're like a former teacher I had, or like a parent,
right.
a parent
somebody
of
you knew
somebody.
As a kid.
Exactly.
Yeah.
If you want me, as a grown man, mm-hmm. to call you Mr., that says something about you.
Yeah.
No?
Yeah. You're like Bobby Knight. You know, he has to be called like a formal name or he's going to flip out on you.
Which he did on that kid.
Yeah.
252-WCMF, 252-9263. With our new giant 4-foot Dan Mason head living in our studio behind Kimmy. It also looks like he's sneaking up on you at all times.
Yes, it's a little alarming when you look at it.
Such a creepy floating head.
It really is. It's a creepy floating Dan Mason, general manager of the Rochester Red Wings head. Going back to the whole boss thing, you know, you brought up Kimmy, good people, bad boss. Mm-hmm. So I'm assuming one of the bosses that you said you despise, we all in the room we know.
Yeah, I think we're all locked.
I didn't think that guy was a bad guy.
Oh. Guess we don't have the same person.
No, I know who you're talking about.
Guy.
Right?
Oh, that guy.
That's what we're talking about.
Oh, he was a nut job, but
no,
that's what
he was bad, but a nut job.
But I didn't think he was a bad dude.
No,
he wasn't. No. But he was horrible at his gig.
Who were you thinking of?
I can't say.
I know who he was thinking of.
Well, you said.
I'm just kidding. I know. I don't want to get in trouble.
Okay.
I know who he was thinking of initially.
I don't want to hurt people, you bitch-ass bitch. No, but like, okay.
Go ahead.
One of the funniest things I've ever experienced in this room, and it was one of Kimmy's worst work moments.
What's that?
You know, we all collectively, this specific boss that we're talking about that we didn't get along with.
Yeah.
Or, I mean, not that we didn't get along with, we didn't think was a good boss.
Yeah.
We all agreed he was not a good boss.
Yeah.
Yet none of us would stand up when we watched them being a bad boss to anyone else in the room.
Yeah. Like, right.
We were a united front when he wasn't around.
Yeah.
But when he was in the room, it was every man or woman for themselves because there is a moment.
Yeah.
Kimmy is.
I lost it.
Okay.
So I lost it.
She works the board over there.
I had done something. I'd set something up and because, you know, like there are just certain things like, you know, to do over time and like you have your own process of doing it. Mm-hmm. So I had it ready to go, set up, and I got a text from this guy. It said, oh, just so you know, I did this for you. So he had basically undone everything that I did that day.
Oh, man.
And I came in and I was like, why did you delete all this? Like, we got to put it back. He's like, he could see me panicking. And then, like, he started panicking, but, like, trying to play it cool. So I'm just getting more and more upset because I know he can't fix what he undid.
So while this is happening, Tommy and I are sitting where we are sitting.
Yeah.
He's like, nope, wait. We can fix this. And I'm like, no, we can't fix this.
So Kimmy
starts
yelling at him.
Basically starts bitching him out.
And we're watching her get higher and higher and higher. And either one of us could have stepped in at any moment.
We're dead silent.
We could have stepped in and saved the situation. Hey, man, that and this, that, the other thing. And no, we let Kimmy get to the point where she snapped on him. Snapped on him.
Yeah, it was like witnessing an execution. You know, like we were the guys who just had to sit there while they put the guy in the electric chair, strap him in.
But like I love, you know, we love to pretend like we're some like united front here. Like, yeah, you know, we're all about each other. We're all tight together. And then the moment we had a chance to prove it.
Yeah.
And the thing is, you knew Kimmy was going to snap because she was doing all her tells.
Yeah.
She was touching the side of her face. She was making dolphin noises.
I just wanted him out of the room. I'm like, I'm going to have to redo it. I got to fix it to just get out of my way.
Yeah.
But he kept trying to fix it even though there was nothing to fix.
And he didn't know what he was doing.
No, he had no idea what he was doing.
Well, I mean, that's radio though, right? Do any of us know what we're doing?
Not really.
The answer is no.
No.
For example, we thought it'd be funny to put a 4-foot Dan Mason head in our studio.
Yeah.
For no reason. And here we are. All right, so I guess the moral of the story.
What's that?
Is if you are on your work today and you have a great boss, appreciate it.
Yeah.
Right? That man, that woman, soak it in, enjoy that time. Maybe you walk in and say, hey, thanks for being a great boss.
Because they don't stick around forever.
They don't. They don't.
No, they don't.
It's a tragedy, buddy.
Yeah.
I wonder what Crowley's doing now.
Hey, who cares?
Crowley. Also, our boss we have now, great boss.
Oh, number one.
I'm Tommy, number one.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
Last night, all of Western New York sat down in front of their TVs, Primetime football.
Yeah, buddy.
Nationally televised all across the nation on Fox. And proceeded to watch your Buffalo Bills have a not good time. And there are a lot of people this morning that are legit flipping the F out.
Was that bad?
Oh, and I am here to tell you.
Okay.
Everybody needs to chill.
All right.
Chill! You're hanging out in the Breaker, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. Last night, your Buffalo Bills traveled off to Soldier Field to take on the Chicago Bears in preseason game number 2 on national television, Fox.
Okay.
And
how'd the boys do?
Not great.
They didn't get after it.
The final score in Chicago last night, Chicago 38, the Bills, nothing.
Zip.
Zilcho.
They got beat 38 to nothing. And I'll be honest.
Jesus Christ, man.
It looked bad.
It had to look ugly.
So the Bears were marching up and down the field the entire first half. They made second-year quarterback Caleb Williams look like a Hall of Famer.
Yeah.
They made backup quarterback at Chicago Tyson Badgett look like Josh Allen.
Damn.
And it was 28-0 Bears at halftime. The score wasn't even that close.
Really?
Like it could have been 40-0 at halftime.
Yeah, I don't really remember the offense being on the field all that much.
Well, that's because Mike White,
yeah,
who is competing with Mitchell Trubisky for the backup job, he got the start last night. He looked bad. And then Mitchell Trubisky came in, and he did not look better. No, it was not good. So, Kimmy, I woke up this morning
because
I made it to like 5 minutes left in the fourth before.
But you watched all that?
Yeah.
God bless you, man.
I love football.
You have to love football to watch that stink.
I mean, I was excited.
You didn't even watch it. Did you watch a second of it?
No.
You bitch.
I didn't even. I just knew they got. I knew there was a blow up, but I didn't know who got blown up.
Official station of the Buffalo Bills. Football expert, Tommy Neal.
One way or the other.
I ain't staying up for that crap.
It started at 8.
I mean, I was excited going into it. It just felt like primetime football. And then, like, you know, the game starts, and you're like, I don't really care what happens. So you start to get up and do stuff, and now it just becomes a background thing.
I got to say, you know, I mean, you know how much I love the Bills.
Mm-hmm.
I wish every game was a preseason game because I really enjoy, I envy you people that don't care. Because it's fun to just watch football and not care. Because even when the season starts, when it's teams that aren't the Bills, most of the games have some kind of impact on the Bills season.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, I can barely watch.
Find yourself rooting for somebody.
Exactly. So I woke up this morning. My DMs on Instagram were loaded with Bills fans ready to take the bridge.
Well, don't look good, bro.
Okay. Here is my message.
What's your message?
Everyone this morning. Relax.
I can relax.
Aaron Rodgers, this. R-E-L-A-X. Relax. Because nothing that happened last night matters.
All right.
Yesterday, only one starter played on defense. A single one. I don't believe there was a single starter on offense.
And so this is all the schlubs?
Yeah, you got it. Well, they're not schlubs. They're in the NFL, man.
They're top shelf schlubs.
They're going to be playing for you at some point.
Well, not necessarily. They could get cut.
Okay.
A lot of them.
Most of the guys that were playing when the game started will be on this roster, right? But they won't all be playing together at the same time.
Right. Yeah. Right.
And there's a reason why the Bills didn't start anybody of significance, football-wise, last night. So the Bills and Bears had a joint practice on Friday.
Mm-hmm.
And they got to play real football without the quarterbacks getting hit, which means Josh Allen got, like, live reps and didn't risk any injury. So essentially on Friday, they played another preseason game against the Bears.
Yeah.
So the Bills didn't feel the need to see any of those guys out there on either side of the ball. On the other hand, the Bears took that game last night as serious as a heart attack.
Because they're not supposed to be very good this year, I thought.
Well, they have a brand new head coach.
They weren't great last year, but, you know, you figure they got to go up from here.
They got their head coach got fired halfway through the season.
Yeah, that's not good.
The Bears have a brand new head coach, the former offensive coordinator out in Detroit. They have a second-year quarterback who needs to take that step forward. So because of that, it seems like they treated this game like a regular season game.
So they played their starters.
And it looks like they ran like a real offense.
Oh.
Because like normally in the preseason, it's like run left, run right, throw over the middle, punt.
Okay.
Right? So that led to a lot of their starters playing the entire first half. The Bills just running milquetoast stuff and just getting lit up. Which, by the way, should happen. That should happen when an NFL team runs out their starters, plays a legitimate game, and you're playing against backup.
But like, what's the point
of what?
Like this game. Like what are they trying to get out of this game? You know what I'm saying? Like they did the scrimmage. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
So you played this game. What did they get out of it?
Well, they get a good look at guys that are kind of on the bubble of making the
team. But you kind of know
which
they
one
suck.
You want, which one you don't.
You don't know they suck.
Well, I guess you don't know the degree of suckage. You know what I mean?
All right, I'll give you an example.
All right. Because, okay, like, if they played their best guys and we played their worst guys and we got blown out.
Yeah.
Obvious.
Well, you're
okay.
Well, no, because to Kimmy's point,
you're looking for some standouts.
And there was there were a few standouts last night. Bills wide receiver Tyrell Shavers, who was on the practice squad last year, he's going to make this team.
Okay.
He just keeps making play after play. He looked great last night.
But he must have been the only one.
No, Frank Gore Jr.
Little Jr.?
Does that make you feel old?
Yeah.
Frank Gore's son, who played for the Bills, what, 7-8 years ago?
Yeah.
He's in his second year with the Bills. He looked great. He's looked great in the first two preseasons.
All right.
But no, the reason why you throw out your second team guys against their starters is so they have live fire. Because at some point, most of those guys are going
to
see.
Had to step up.
Ideally, a player.
Everybody needs to step up.
Yes. So, like, look, Joe Andreessen, the Buffalo Joe.
Oh, yeah.
He did not look great playing the linebacker spot in a team full of second-year or second-level players. But if he has to step up and play amongst starters,
better be ready to go.
And he's going to look better, ideally. Like Cole Bishop last night, the second-round pick from last year.
Tough
the safety,
day for him.
He looked bad. But again, he's not going to be playing on a defense of all twos, so when you put him in there with the starters, ideally, he looks good. It's live fire. You get him in there.
All right. There's no way I could sit and watch 3 hours of that.
You have a hard time sitting and watching 3 hours of real football.
I only have one game in me.
Oh, my God. I don't get you. You're the only man I've ever met. Well, I can only watch one game, and that's even hard for me.
I could do one game, but I can't be like you, you know, to watch the foreign game and all the games all
the
day.
Well,
you're right. Like, if there's a game on at 9 in the morning, you'll watch that, and then you'll
breakfast
go all the way
and watch football?
Yeah, I will be on my couch from 9 o'clock in the morning until I go to bed.
That I cannot do.
It's awesome. 252-WCMS.
Just like your daddy.
252-9263. The Bills just get the crap kicked out of them last night in Chicago, 38-0 by the Bears. And the other fun thing about this not mattering is you get to laugh at what's happening, because there were a couple of moments last night where it was so bad, it was comical.
Okay.
Yes. And look, I know this sucks because you want to see exciting Bills football, and I know it's frustrating because of what we're used to seeing from this team for the last 8 years. But it's better than exposing all of your starters to potential injury. But
that I get.
For a game that means nothing.
All right, so they play one more game, you said, in Tampa?
Saturday night, live on CMF against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
What a night game.
Yeah.
So will Josh Allen play?
So that's a big question. Josh Allen has...
Because it doesn't sound like he needs to.
So he's played in the preseason every year he's been in the NFL.
Yeah, but just like a touch, right?
Yeah, a drive, maybe two, if the first drive does not go well. Kimmy, Josh has yet to take a preseason snap.
Yeah.
He got live rounds without getting hit against Chicago on Friday.
Yeah.
Would you play him on Friday? Or Saturday, excuse me.
I would think you give him one drive to warm up a little. No?
I'm asking your opinion.
I think you should get him out there once.
What do you think?
I hear you're going to be prepared for every game. You're going to get out there and get your reps in.
Because he does, you know.
Every man needs to step up in this game.
He does.
Have your brother's back.
I think it's less for him, more for like the new receivers on the team, you know, because he doesn't have that same band of guys. It seems like every year, like, he's got a new go-to guy. So I would think that for those guys, for the rest of the offense, you want Josh Allen out there at least once.
I don't want him out there.
All right.
Because what are you going to get out of it? Nothing.
Well, I mean, look. There's
one throw, two throws?
There's an argument to be made both ways. Because, Kimmy's making a valid point, right? You got Josh Palmer. He came over from L.A. He's supposed to be a new big piece in this offense. Him and Josh have not had a live game together.
All right.
So you want those two to make sure they're on the same page, a couple other things, right? So, and that game against Baltimore is huge. You don't want to walk in and use that as your...
That's a big game.
Well, it is. I mean, it's prime time. It's a massive divisional or conference game. This could determine who the number one overall seed in the AFC is.
Mm-hmm. Right then.
Well,
right then and there.
That game will matter down the line, man.
Sure. Well, absolutely.
Man.
And they usually come out a little stale in the first game, don't they?
No, last year they had a tough one. The previous season, they were just blowing teams out. They went to L.A. and hung, 40 on the Rams opening night?
All right.
No?
Well, when was the one where they
lost to the Jets?
The Jets.
Yeah. Bad.
Mike,
they lost to the Jets.
It wasn't bad. They lost
Mike White, or what? Was Mike White?
No, it was
Zach Wilson.
They now back up in Miami, who we will definitely see at some point this year.
Okay.
Based on Tua Tagovailoa's injury history. So, look, Kimmy, I'm with you. No, I'm not with you. I understand your arguments.
I'm with you, not really.
I understand your argument that Josh needs live action with his new receivers.
I just think to build a little bit of chemistry there.
But on the other hand, going back to that, how big this Baltimore game is, and I'm knocking on wood here, right? It's the last ever home opener in that stadium. Like we just said, this could have significant seeding potential, ideally down the road. I don't want to expose any of the starters.
Yeah, you don't want to? Yeah, okay. Yeah.
You know what I'm
Keep
saying?
Keep him safe.
Yeah. Like,
sit down.
He's going to play him. I also don't like
Josh.
Have
a beer, man.
I don't know.
Do some edibles. Relax.
What are you doing?
Have some fudge.
I also don't like
Josh. They do get very comfortable on the sideline. The guys, the starters that aren't playing. I'm like, they're just having fun out there.
They're the ones having the most fun.
Yeah.
Also, I do find it funny. So we know that Bills head coach Sean McDermott is a massive control freak.
Yes.
For those who don't know, his first year as Bills head coach, the week before opening day, he made all of the players get up, drive to the stadium that Sunday, mm-hmm. like it was a game day, get to their lockers, get dressed, and then they could go home after they were done.
Mm-hmm. So just to get into that routine.
You got it. Sean McDermott, whether you are taking a snap or not in the preseason, makes every single player on the roster get dressed and prepare as if they're playing.
So it's like the military.
Yes.
Basically.
Because, like, if you watch other teams that play preseason games, you'll see, like, the starting quarterback in a T-shirt and shorts.
Yeah.
Right? You know, running back who's not going to play, wearing a hoodie. Every Bill is in uniform. Bill warms up.
It's a little intense.
So, I mean, Josh has already got his warm-up in, Kim. He's good.
Right. Okay.
Right.
He's going to play him.
I don't know.
He's going to play him. I don't think McDermott is not. He's not going to want to lay eyes on this offense before he rolls him out against Baltimore.
I mean, I would think so. That was my point.
What was he going to see? Nothing.
Well, and maybe
it would have to be so glaringly horrible.
Is he also afraid? Not that he cares what other people say, but there's also the criticism of if Josh comes out a little slow in the home opener, people are going to point and say, "Well, you didn't have any snaps during the preseason. Is that
what
why?"
What if he goes out there and starts throwing like a girl? Like this. All right. Pull him out.
Why would he forget how to throw the ball?
Well, you never know, man. You got to find it. See what he's got.
Well, I've watched you throw. You're throwing like you normally throw.
Yeah, I throw like a girl.
Yeah, okay.
I was one of the best girl throwers in high school.
I'm a girl thrower. Bye.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
A new way to educate.
Nice.
A new way to start a career. A new way to look at education after high school. More affordable, faster, and all stamped with the name of one of the most successful Rochesterians of all time.
Really?
Yep. Up until now, the idea this man had was just a theory.
Mm-hmm.
But soon, we're going to find out how well Tom Golisano's school project will work out.
We had a school?
How are you? Do you not remember this? We talked about this
multiple times.
They run advertising on this station.
No, they don't.
Oh, my God.
Golisano College.
You're hanging out in the break room. Rochester's classic rock 96.5 WCMF, a show that only stays up on the most important headlines in Rochester.
I got my Tommy degree.
On Friday,
mm-hmm.
the first ever class for the Golisano Institute for Business and Entrepreneurship had their graduation ceremony.
Wow. Learn to be a billionaire.
Look me in the face and tell me you really don't remember this.
Can't really. It's like education, but I zone out. What?
Do we know how many years they had to be there? Or like how many semesters, I guess?
Was it two? I think it started 2 years ago. Okay. I want to say two.
So in 2 years you get your degree?
Okay.
Or, yeah, your certificate.
And then you're a billionaire.
Just see
just like Tommy.
I wrote down all this stuff to catch up everybody that may be new to the show.
Yeah, like me.
You just listen. The idea was to give students practical business skill sets and real-world experience at an affordable cost. The pitch was it would take less time than a traditional college degree. You would have people who work in the business world teaching and guest speaking in the classes.
Mm-hmm.
The school also said there would be traditional colleges that would take their credits if you wanted to further your education.
Okay.
All right.
But it sounds like you could go right into business coming out of this school.
You could do whatever you want.
Boom, you're making money.
Look, it's...
You fat. Rich.
Kimmy, it was a revolutionary idea, and it had a lot of people excited.
Mm-hmm.
And now, it's go time.
All right, just see how they do.
Exactly. Over the next 12 months, we're going to get a first glimpse at what the world thinks of this program and the people who went through it.
So who's following these people?
Well, that's just, I'm sure there will be. This
oh,
has
they'll
been,
do follow-ups if somebody, you know, really makes something of it.
This has been such a big story.
It
doesn't matter what they do. They're going to follow these people.
Okay.
You're the only person in this town that knows nothing about it.
Let's see what you got there, kiddo.
Well, Well, but that's just it. A lot of these aren't kiddos. These are grown-ass adult people who, for whatever reason...
Oh, they like older like people that went back.
It's an age range.
Yes.
Right. Like, yeah.
You have the ability to go right after high school, but I was looking at a picture of the graduates. It looks like, Kimmy, there's like 40 to 50 graduates in this first run. Mm-hmm. They all look to be in their late 20s to early 40s, okay. Most of them. Do you go get a job with this certificate? Do you want to go further your education a little bit more?
Well, if you're an older cat, I'm guessing you're going right into business.
It depends on what your earning potential could be.
But you want to start making some money. You're 35, you're still dicking around in college.
Bro, there are tons of people 35 still going.
Yeah, they're called educated bums.
Educated bums. What's that make you?
Regular-ass bum.
Uneducated regular bum.
Southern bum.
Southern bum. Don't know. Bob got us out of business, institute.
I feel like depending on what you went there for, like
money.
Shut up, stupid.
Oh, you majored in money. I'm a major of money. I wonder if it seemed like Golisano used a lot of his connections for like networking and stuff for these people, and that's like half the battle right there is just like meeting people and forming those connections. So I wonder like how much that is going to be the highlight of this school is who you meet and who you talk to more so than like what the credentials are you get at the end of it.
It's a great question because to Kimmy's point, you're laughing at yourself. You're the only person
laughing. You're going to be face to face with people you normally wouldn't in life. And that could be worth whatever you paid to go to this place.
But you think
more
like
than anything,
you think you'd get a job from them?
I mean,
they're going to ask you to help them move. I know.
You obviously, these guys wouldn't spit on you in the street.
Pizza and beer.
If not them, maybe somebody they know. It's, right. I mean, it could be just a great networking tool.
All right. If this works, if this graduating class from this Golisano Institute goes out and has success, it would have a revolutionary effect on how we locally look at secondary education.
But it would hurt college.
Well, I mean, it all depends. Again, like some of these people may not have had college in there as an option, period.
All right.
Right? Look, some people. Even those who had to lie to graduate high school.
That's terrible.
Uh-huh. Look at community college as less.
It's schlub.
Okay.
It's low education.
Mm-hmm. Again, you did not do a second of school after you lied to get your high school diploma telling me.
I went right into business. Ben.
They just didn't want you at school anymore.
True.
And get this guy out of here.
And I was paying to be there.
All right, let me ask you a question.
What's it?
Tommy, because you look at community college as, how did you put it?
It's like low education.
Do you see this Golisano program as more prestigious as an associate's degree from MCC?
Well, I mean, it sounds like, it's got a big fancy name on it.
Mr. Golisano. I think your school's really, really good.
He is ass-kissing everybody. Today. I love you, Crowley. I love you, Dan Mason. I love you, Tom Golisano.
I mean, it just sounds like if you have a... Like, there's some people just good with money and business. They have a mind for it.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think these colleges help you.
What are you talking about?
Like, I mean, some guys and gals just have a sense of business.
Sure.
Like, they don't need all that education.
I hear you.
Like Sam Walton.
No.
He had a sense for it.
Or Tom Golisano. He didn't go to college for business, right?
I don't think he needed it. I bet you Tom Golisano, if he went out of high school with that idea, I bet you it didn't make a goddamn bit of difference.
What are you basing that on?
Nothing.
You're the dumbest.
All my statements are based on nothing.
You might be the dumbest person I've ever met.
You just got to have a sense of business, Pat. Even mean?
Like, they just know. They just instinctively know how to work money and how to work business.
Okay. There is a nuanced discussion to be had here. Yeah. Again, as we talk about the first class from the Golisano Institute for Business and Entrepreneurship, they graduated over the weekend. Right. We are going to get to see now how the world looks at these graduates. If this is a legitimate path to better yourself, right? Because, Tom Golisano, I think his heart's in the right place here. The question is, in practice, will it work out? There's a nuanced discussion to be had about the price of a secondary education, the time you have to invest to get that degree versus doing something more streamlined and with more hands-on experience in the actual field you want to go into.
Okay.
The discussion is there to be had. The discussion is not, I don't think you need no education. All those guys that went to the business colleges could have just not have gone.
I'm telling you, man.
You don't have gone to the business college.
Well,
you don't have gone to the business college.
Well, let's see the money rolling in. That's what you want to see, right? You want to see these people graduate and start making bank.
Okay, bro, it's so funny how you go, Tom Golisano didn't need college. Yet there's 1,000 guys who never went to college go, yeah, I got this idea. We know him. We know him. And that guy goes, that guy's an idiot. We never even went to
college.
Well,
those guys don't count.
And I also want to know, like, what would success look like, too? Because it kind of sounds like you're, like, millionaire bust.
Yes, thank you.
They could just, like, get a good job, a good paying job, be comfortable, and I think that would be worth it to most people.
I'm going to this 2-year degree school.
Yes.
I'm hitting the books. I'm meeting all these fancy-ass business people.
Yeah.
To your point, network and meet the right connections. I'm not doing this for some schlub check.
I didn't say schlub check. I said good job.
No,
comfortable lifestyle.
Big house, Cadillac, maybe a boat, and a summer house. If you ain't got that, man, you wasted your time.
Folks are reaching out to us on Instagram.
I just want to get
trying to get you to shut up, I think.
And a lawnmower and a tree in the front yard.
Duffy at WCMF, the easiest way to get us. Miss Chud Muffin writes, Tommy, you're never too old to go to college. My mom and I went to UB together. I was in my early 20s. She was in her mid-40s. She didn't want to spend the rest of her life doing menial labor jobs, so she got her master's in quantitative analysis. Now, she does coding and financial analytics for an IoT company, and I am so proud of her.
I have no idea what you just said.
No, I hear you, because you're an idiot.
Also, she does analytics?
Yeah.
And she's an IT person?
Yeah. She majored in analytics with a minor in anal. As opposed to your mother, who minored in that same word but a different pronunciation. You know, Kimmy, as I turn to Kimmy I could have an adult conversation.
Go ahead. Run your mouth.
The biggest problem this Golisano program may face, and it's not their own fault.
What's up?
Shut up.
It's the comparison to other places like it in the past, or what people think it's like.
Bingo. You think of things like the Everest Institute, University of Phoenix Online, right? They take your money, they put you through classes, you get nothing out of it, you end up in worse debt than you would have gone into had you gone to like an actual college. And we should have known at the time those things were scams when they were exclusively advertising them on Jerry Springer and Maury. Like, Harvard doesn't buy advertising in the middle of Maury for a reason.
But didn't the Phoenix one, have the naming rights to a stadium?
They bought the naming rights to the Cardinal Stadium.
That still exists. I mean,
that sounds legit when I see that.
Yeah, because you're an idiot. Like, that's
look how big that building is.
No, but that's who they're marketing to. Wow, they got a big old stadium.
Well, I figure if you got that kind of money, you're doing all right.
I'm going to learn VCR repair and become a millionaire.
Gun cleaning, weed chopping.
I mean, look, this Golisano thing, it feels different, but I understand why people would be suspicious after really bad experience.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because I'm sure there are a lot of people listening that, you know, hit a rough patch. We're watching a really great episode of Maury. And thought that Everest Institute was going to be able to, like, give them the office job they always wanted. It does feel like this Golisano Institute is something we should be cheering for.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
No, you want it to succeed.
Yes.
If only to give people another option.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Because there are ways to make a good living without any education after high school, but not all people want that. The other hand, the full college experience is something that people maybe can't afford. They may not have the time to dedicate as adults with full-time jobs or kids.
All right.
I mean, if this works, it's a way to accomplish a goal and position yourself without having to commit another 4 to 8 years and tens of thousands of dollars to something you're not even sure you can accomplish.
So is this an online school or is it you go sit in a building?
We talked about where they bought the buildings in Brighton. We talked about this multiple times. Are you okay?
Yes, I'm fine.
I do wonder how they select. Is there like a selection process for who gets in or can anybody go?
I don't know.
Because I wonder if it does grow in popularity, you know, if they don't have the resources to take in a certain amount of people, if they have to like kind of filter through those applications.
But how would you apply? I mean, if you're talking, you know, if the idea is we want to bring you in so you can better yourself, maybe you didn't have a good first run in high school, you never went to community college. If I've got a, like, how would you?
Yeah, I'm guessing you pay you in, right?
I don't know. I mean, it could be. I mean, that's MCC as long as you have your high school diploma.
Yeah.
You can sign up and take classes. Yeah. No, I'm not agreeing with you.
Man, that money comes rolling in, baby.
All right, let me ask you one more question, Tommy, get a gauge of where your uneducated, unknowledgeable, don't-pay-attention-ass brain is. If you met someone today that went through the first phase of this Golisano program, would you be more impressed than meeting someone who has an associate's degree from MCC?
Oh, Ooh, that's a push. That's a tough one. Because you're both kind of on the low end of thinking school.
Got that. You couldn't even finish the sentence. You're both kind of on the low end of it.
All right.
It's a lot of bottles over there.
I would play the Galisano kid a little bit over MCC.
Why?
It just sounds like you got a better shot at making some bank.
All right, I just want to make sure we're on the same
page. Because I always figure, like, if you're community college, you're like, what are you doing, man? You're just effing around.
You can get an associate's degree or go on to a four-year school.
That's an ass itching effing around.
Ass itching effing around.
You're looking at girls. You're doing edibles. You're having fun.
What are you with the edibles for?
All you're thinking about is lunch.
They did have a nice food court.
That's all they think about is lunch.
All right, so I just want to make sure we're on the same page. You hold the Galisano certificate in higher degree than an associate's degree right now.
Yeah.
Even though 15 minutes ago,
yeah,
despite the fact that we've talked about this at least five times over the last 2 years, you had no idea it existed.
Yes.
You didn't know what they stood for.
You didn't even know if it was in person or online.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
And we have no proof that this will work for the folks that graduated.
Yeah, I get it. But now you're educating me, and I didn't educate you
in anything. We know nothing.
Yeah. But you've informed
me
more.
Wait and see.
I think I have a better grasp now of this institution of money.
You have a grasp of nothing. Nothing in the world.
I was grasping at some stuff last night.
There we go.
Oh, it was good, too.
Uh-huh.
What's going on?
Let's take a break.
All right.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.